concern. What are you concerned? And of course, you know, I've got all kinds of places. Some things you expect, some things you might not. You know, ideas in different places. Sometimes an idea just clicks in your mind. But I think the best way to get discernment is just read the Bible and pray, and then when the scripture gets a hold of me, and I believe God starts speaking to me through that scripture, then work on it. I believe the scripture gets a hold of me and gets a hold of you. If you don't do nothing to me, it ain't going to do nothing to you. And this scripture's always spoken to me. Ever since I've been saved, I've never preached on it like I plan on tonight. But the other day I was reading through the book of Acts, and it just kind of, I believe it's week before last, it just kind of got on my heart, good and heavy. I think it'd be good for us to just take a few minutes tonight and look at it. Acts chapter number 4. There's a preaching of a storm in the book of Acts. Brother, these disciples, Peter, John, these fellas, they went all over the place preaching the Word of God. They got in trouble. They got thrown in jail. They got persecuted. They kept right on going. Look here what Peter said in this scripture, verse 8. Acts chapter 4, verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man." Impotent means impotent, you know. It's weak. Not like that old preacher said, boy, he was an impotent man. Impotent would mean real strong, you know. He was impotent, he was lame. We be examined because of what we've done to it, by what means it's made whole. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now notice the response of this preacher. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. They said, these fellows are not highly educated men. That's something, a lesson for us to learn, isn't it? And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. My soul, what a compliment. Their enemies took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And I want to preach to you about that a little bit while tonight. How in the world did people know that them men had been with Jesus? I ain't got an outline. It's just the thoughts that the Lord gave me, and I jotted down here this evening. I want to just take my time tonight, give it a few minutes, and enjoy these as we think about being with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's three things you need to remember when you're looking at the book of Acts. First of all, the Savior went up. Second, the Spirit came down. And third, the saints went out. Every time the Spirit comes down, the saints go out. The Savior went up to intercede. The Spirit came down to stir, and the saints went out to serve. And the book of Acts is exactly what its title said, Acts. They're not laying around. They're not asleep. They're out doing something for God. I saw a neat license tag this evening come back from high school, and I wish someone would have thought of it first. It had on there, work for God. Somebody coming up a mountain up there, and it had work, and then a four, and then God. Isn't that a blessing? And buddy, I tell you, you don't see many people with that. The attitude nowadays is, give me something, God. Give me. Heal me, Lord. Make me rich. Give me a Cadillac. You know, you don't hear many people say, let's do something for the Lord. That's what they've done here in the Acts. nuts. They don't have much grace. We can't say that about them. They don't have much intelligence as far as the world goes. We can't say that about them. And they don't have much manners as far as the world goes. We can't say that about them. We can say one thing. They have been with him. They've been around that guy named Jesus. Just as sure as we live, they have been around him. And so tonight, brother, I want to talk to you about being with Jesus. I thought about that. I wonder how in the world that they knew that them men had been with the Lord. I don't believe a greater compliment to be paid a preacher than when he stands up to preach for people to sit back there and say, well, I'll tell you one thing about our preacher. He's been with Jesus. He's been with him. You know what? I believe that's what makes people want to come to church. I believe that is the greatest drawing power that a church can have. It's not a nice building or a famous quartet or pretty music. That's all that's good. But the greatest power of drawing that a church can have is when the preacher has been with Jesus. Amen? I believe tonight that we ought to, all of us, want to be with Jesus. I got to thinking about that. And I said, I wonder how they knew that them men had been with Jesus. How can I live in such a way so that people will know that I've been with him? I can tell you one thing, I've been with him before, and I don't know if y'all noticed it or not, but I tell you what, I believe you can tell when somebody's been with the Lord. I believe you can. I believe it's hard to hide and it's harder to fake if you ain't been with him. But if the Lord was with these guys and they were with him. So I got to think about that. And I thought, now, it's like my kid. Sometimes I let my kid, I remember Carrie when she was little, she's always been real bad to imitate people and just pick up stuff off them. Just like that, where in the world she got that? But I tell you what, I despise somebody that mimics people. But anyway, she's always been bad to do that. And honest to goodness, she'd be around somebody and come home a-talking like them. She got to where she's talking like them people in Robbinsville not long ago. You know, picking up little sayings, you know, that I despise, that's one of their sayings. And, you know, she'd get up and say, well, that's fine. You know, and talk like that. And she picked up little phrases. And I'll bet you I could have been gone somewhere and let her stay over there a week. And I come home and say, you've been with Robbinsville, ain't you? And I could tell by actions or words. You ever let your kids go home with somebody and say, you've been around so-and-so, ain't you? You're acting just like it. You're talking just like them. You can tell, can't you? I believe tonight, brother, that people tell that you've been around Jesus, ain't you? You're acting just like him. You're talking just like him. Hallelujah! What a compliment, brother. If people say, boy, you've been around Jesus again, ain't you? Boy, I tell you what, I like when our choir to get out here tends to act so much like it, talk so much like it, and be so much like it, that people say, now, they've been around him again. They've been hanging around that Jesus again. And I believe people can tell it. I believe lost people can tell it. I believe we got a divine opportunity right smack here in the middle of McDowell County. I believe we've got an opportunity to shine for the Lord Jesus Christ and let this county know that we've been with him during the week and been in his precious, wonderful presence. And people used to say it like this. When a boy's like his daddy, they'd say, chip off the old block. Well, he used to say, he's just like his brother. Can't you tell his mannerisms, his actions, and sometimes you don't even want your kids around certain people because their bad habits run off of them. But I'll tell you tonight, they had been with the Jesus. And boy, I'll tell you what happened. You say, well, how'd they know? I don't know. The Bible said they took knowledge of them. Perhaps one of them jumped up there and they said this. These are unlearned and ignorant men. But one of them jumped up there and they said, now, what are we going to do with these guys? Here's Peter. Here's John. And one of them said, what are we going to do with these guys, man? They're healing people. They're doing all kinds of things. What are we going to do about it? One of them jumped up there and he said, I don't know. But he said the other day, he said, I was down there in the temple, and them same two fellas was down there in the temple. And we was going on about this guy's testimony. out some kind of tract or something on the street, and Peter and John was down there, and one of our religious leaders was down there. The pastor of one of our great synagogues was down there, and he went up and he said, what kind of faith are you boys belong to? And one of them looked right back at him and looked him square in the eyeballs and looked at his educated frame and his religious hat and robe, and he looked right at him and said, you must be born again. And he said, boy, that reminds me of something that Nazarene fella said one time. They're getting where they talk just like him. They hang around him so much that they say what he said. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, what McDowell County needs is some people that stay with Jesus so much that when they hear us talk, they'll know we've been with him. How long has it been? They're not interested in how strict a life you live, and that's all right. But you know what we're guilty of in America tonight? We are guilty of reducing Christianity to a bunch of do's and don'ts and rules and regulations and kind of a plastic, ironed-out Christianity where it's kind of a front, you know, that you put on, and as long as you do this and do that, and don't go out and drink, don't go to the movies, and don't cast, you know, and don't do that, you're considered right. But that's not it at all. Have you been with the Lord? Can people look at you and tell you've been with Him? One jumped up there and said, that ain't nothing. Said, I was down on the street the other day, and y'all can go. Feel like a witness in here, and listen. See somebody coming up. But I want you to know something. There's one jumped up there, and he said, I was down on the street the other day, that bunch down there, that same guy. Why can't they be like everybody else? Why can't they just get along and not cause such a ruckus everywhere they go? I was down there, and they was down there, and they took this woman. This woman had committed adultery. I mean to tell you, we caught her in the very act. And they looked back at her and said, well, what was you doing in a place like that? Well, never mind. We was making sure people ain't seen it. And, buddy, they said, we caught this woman, and we grabbed her, and we said, you sorry whore, you come here. And, buddy, we brought her in there, and we was getting ready to pick up big old rocks, and we was getting ready to bust her brains out. And one of them guys, one of them same old preachers, somebody said, what do you think about him? And one looked at us and he said, ye which are without sin, cast the first stone. And we all looked back at him, and you know what they done? They got down and started right in the ground, fooling around with her finger like he's retarded or something. And that reminds me of something that Nazarene guy did one time when they took a woman committing adultery to him. That's how they knew they'd been with Jesus, folks. They handled everything like he had handled it. They had the same attitude. They had the same words. They had the same form of speech. They had the same character. And the Bible said they took knowledge of they'd been with Jesus. One time I was preaching up there, something around where my mail pipe bank was somewhere. I was up there one night. There's an old woman come walking about. Come walking up there in the Bible. See her face just kind of shine. She stuck her hand out and took my hand and said, yes, ma'am, I'm looking forward to it. She said, I've been down there with you the whole day long, talking with the Lord. And she said that I've been doing man, you didn't make goosebumps go up and down my back. I mean, boy, as Brother Charles Worley would say, his goosebumps come up on my arm big enough to hang your hand. I said, myself, hey, that woman been down there? You could tell she had been with the Lord. You could tell she had been with the Lord. You know what our generation of young, you know what these boys and girls need to come home from school and see a mama that's been with Jesus. That's right. That's what we need. Don't depend on the church to instruct your kids if they can't look at your life and say, mama has been with Jesus today. Mama has been with Jesus today. If they can't come home and look at daddy and say, daddy's been with the Lord. Hey, daddy, can you get down at night and pray with your kids before they go to bed and say, dear God, bless them? You know, every night before my girls go to bed, we get them around. I get them around. All right, girls, let's pray. And we all get around. And I say, dear God, take care of our girls. And Lord, bless them. I'll say something like that. And I for them by name, every one of them. And Corey, you know, she ain't 2 years old. She's done got to where she'll do it. Of course, she cheats a little bit, you know, but she's getting right. She's getting right. And, buddy, I told her, I said, Corey, let's pray. And she just looked at you and said, I said, Corey, let's pray. And finally, she come over there. She wouldn't have to get down on her knees. She just does her knees like that, like that on the bed. And stands up. And, buddy, I'll pray. And I believe that she ain't even 2 years old. Can't even understand hardly what I'm saying. But I believe that she can feel something. I believe that God can put something in her. I believe that a kid knows when God's around. And if you'll put the fear of God in them when they're little, I pray for them, Lord. I say, God, don't let them go out into sin. I'd rather be dead than out in sin. I'd rather be in the grave than out there living for the devil and ruining their life. And I want them to know that Jesus is in our house. I heard them down there the other day, uneducated, not ordained by the Sanhedrin, don't have a degree from our seminary, and I actually heard one of them pointed some of the greatest religious leaders of our day, pointed their finger at them and said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you'll do. Sounds just like something I heard that Nazarene say one time before we killed him. I thought we got rid of that kind of preaching when we killed that Jesus fella. I'll be if these guys ain't saying the very same thing he said. I tell you, I believe they've been with him. Somebody else jumped up, said that ain't nothing. Let me tell you this. I was downtown the other day and one of them was witnessing somebody trying to convert him to that Jew. That dead Jew they claimed alive. This guy hauled off and balled up his fist and right back. Slapped him on the side of the cheek. He said instead of cussing, instead of jumping up and down and stabbing him with a knife and shooting him with a gun, they looked right back at him and turned the other cheek. Sound just like something that fellow Jesus said one time in one of his discourses. I tell you, when they preach, all they preach about is hell and about Jesus being the Son of God. And they even believe that he was God in the flesh. They actually believe that before Abraham was, he was. Boy, it didn't take them long to figure out that they had been with Jesus. One of them jumped up and said, God had been through that man and picked him up a time and beat him and left stripes. Hold him in there and put him in jail. Put that iron bed behind him and did that thing. And he looked down and said, ha, ha, he's got him. Walked down the hall and heard him say, Father, forgive me. They know not. All those words hold me. It sounds just like what that Jesus fella said that day when he was on the cross. I sold my soul. Let me ask you a question. Falling to the Lord and mess up a little bit later. They can have family. problems, problems with their wife, problems with their love, problems with maybe some of them haven't had. And I've seen the same guy. I'll tell you one thing. This morning, you know what we need to work on? If we ever want, we dedicate ourselves. Really work on it this week. Boys, that's my scripture. I mean, that's all right.